Over and over again, God tells us through his word, don't worry, don't be afraid, don't fret. And yet most people, even people who believe in Jesus, well, we still do. There's a reason for that. Those people are trying to find their sense of security in the wrong place. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again as we chat about financial security, I mean real security, with my special guest today, Rick Dunham. And do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet called Money Matters. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you make sure that, well, your wealth becomes a faithful servant rather than a brutal master. As you'll be aware, if you've been able to join me over the last couple of weeks, I have a special guest on the program, Rick Dunham, and we've been talking about Rick's particular area of expertise, which is not a bad one to have, money. Well, not so much money per se, but our attitudes towards money. Jesus himself said that where our treasure is, there our heart will also be. In other words, our hearts follow our wallets or purses, as the case may be. And so all these people who believe in Jesus, who want to follow after him, are inch by inch torn away from him as they follow after this whole wealth success formula this world offers. And the sad thing is that people put their faith in money, and when that fails, it's as though their whole world collapses. Is that right?
Absolutely correct.
It's really sad. When you went through some financial crises in your life a while ago now, what did it tell you about your sense of security, the things you relied on for security?
That they were completely unreliable, that they were genuinely a false sense of security.
Now, I remember you telling a story once. I'd love you to tell us this story about when you were in an isolated, dark room because, well, no one wanted to come near you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a few years, about 6 years ago now, when I was in a hospital room, waking up in the middle of the night. It was about 2 o'clock. The room was pitch black, I remember, and yeah, there's a little bit of light coming through a crack in the door, and I could hear people, kind of a soft conversation in the distance and some machines beeping, but that was about it. And 2 days prior, I'd taken a radioactive iodine pill designed to kill the rest of the cancer cells in my body, and it felt like it was doing its full-on work. There wasn't any pain, it just really miserable. And I just remember laying there thinking to myself how badly I felt, but also this sense of just real isolation because I hadn't been able to have any human contact for a couple of days. And the only time I saw a nurse was when she was bringing a Geiger counter in to take a reading to see how radioactive I was.
Which kind of glowing in the dark there.
Which felt a bit odd. I kept on thinking to myself, this can't be good. But yeah, it's the sense of oppressive darkness and just complete isolation, the physical misery. So I laid there, not able to sleep, just praying. And on top of it all, feeling like God was nowhere to be found. I mean, just like, I don't know if other people have had this kind of experience, but just, it's like God was silent. Until a bit later, a small voice just whispered, Rick, imagine an eternity of this. And it was like, whoa, okay, Lord, I get it. Because I realized it was just the most minute taste of what it might be like to be apart from God for an eternity in darkness, isolation, and physical misery, and just no God, no relationship, nothing. And it brought me on to a new level of a journey of just really understanding how important the call is on our life, the fact that we are people under orders, and that the sense of urgency that God has in his relentless pursuit of redeeming this world.
Yeah. We get complacent, don't we?
We get very complacent. We get caught up in the day-to-day stuff. And it was just a real huge awakening for me that, frankly, has motivated me ever since and makes me understand in a new way why this issue of money is just so important, because our heart has gotten so far away from God. We do the spiritual religious stuff, and we're genuine in that pursuit. But Satan has just so masterfully kept us from a wholehearted devotion to God because of the way in which we are now sucked into the consumerism of our day and the stuff of our day and the stuff of the here and now, and we've completely lost sight. It's like God pulled a curtain back that day for me This is the reality. The stuff that you're involved in, it's all going to pass away. What I'm showing you is just a hint of reality that lasts for eternity.
And I guess lying there in that hospital room, not really sure, I guess, what the outcome would be at that point in time.
Well, no, you're never sure. I mean, the doctors are trying to be upbeat and optimistic, but you're never sure. And I think that was part of the process for me and for my wife, just realizing in any situation like that, you stare death in the face. That's what really got my attention, was that is the reality of many that will be facing death, even that day.
And at that point, I guess you come to the realization you can't take it with you. I mean, it is temporal. It ain't coming with you.
No. And it makes all that other stuff just completely irrelevant. The stuff that we've pursued so hard and heavy, that the world says is so important to our security and value, is literally irrelevant.
How do we get so duped? What's going on? Why do we do this?
Well, it's Jesus, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was concerned about that. That's why he addressed this over and over and over again in parable after parable, story after story. As I've gone through the New Testament and I've looked at various passages, it's just amazing to me the number of times Jesus directly addresses this issue, because he knows money provides this false sense of security that will replace him as our source of trust. We have a world, especially a Western world, that's built off of consumerism, and we've been sucked into that every day. And I think it's the evil one using that to feed us the lie that that can be trusted more than God himself.
So what do you say to the person who's listening today, wherever they are, they're pouring their lives out to be rich and wealthy and successful and have literally sacrificed their lives to that thing? What do you say to them as someone who has lain in that dark room and looked at death in the face?
Well, I think Jesus is probably the one that said it best when he addressed this in a story that he told, a parable that he told, and it's found in Luke chapter 12. This is what he says. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no room to store my crops. And you know the rest of the parable.
Yeah.
He creates a big barn. He says, great, I'll live, eat, and be merry.
Yeah.
And then what does God say? You fool. Today, your life will be required of you.
Yeah.
And the point Jesus was making is you've placed your priority in totally the wrong place. That stuff goes away. It goes away. You, if that's what you're striving for, it's dust. It's like dust. It will go away. The thing that will last, and this is the whole point of what Jesus is teaching again in Matthew 6, what will last is the stuff that's treasured up in heaven. It cannot fade away.
I guess as you look back on a couple of times in life where you were facing real financial hardship and that time lying in the hospital room, none of those would have been a lot of fun, I guess.
Mm-mm.
When you're going through them. You're kind of thankful you've walked through them.
Wouldn't choose them, but very thankful. Yeah, God has really, like you said, taken me on quite a journey. You know, do I get it right? No. All the time? No. I wish I did. But I think God is showing me that we need to be so urgent about his work here, because he was.
Thanks, Ben. Money has a grip on many a person's life. Instead of being a faithful servant, it becomes a brutal master. Jesus spoke more about our attitudes towards money than on any other subject, because he wants to set us free from that. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called Money Matters, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you make sure that your wealth becomes the faithful servant it should be, rather than the brutal master it can be. And you know, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.